Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Common Cyber Threats. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cybersecurity Concepts in the Cybersecurity Essentials for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as an overview of malware, phishing, and ransomware, alongside real-world examples and case studies for each threat. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and describe common cyber threats that affect individuals and businesses, understanding their potential impacts and how to recognize them. Main content overview of malware, phishing, and ransomware. Cyber threats come in various forms, but three of the most common types are malware, phishing, and ransomware. Understanding these threats is crucial for both personal security and the protection of businesses. Malware is a broad term encompassing any malicious software designed to harm, exploit, or otherwise compromise a computer system. This can include viruses, worms, Trojan horses, and spyware. Malware can be distributed through infected email attachments, dubious downloads, or compromised websites. For example, a Trojan horse might disguise itself as a legitimate program to trick users into downloading it. Once installed, it can steal sensitive information or damage files, often leading to costly recovery efforts and data breaches. Phishing is a technique used by cybercriminals to deceive individuals into providing personal information, such as passwords or credit card numbers. This is often done through fraudulent emails or websites that appear legitimate. For instance, a common phishing tactic involves sending an email that looks like it's from a trusted bank, prompting the recipient to click on a link to verify their account. If they do, they may unwittingly provide their login credentials to the attackers. Phishing scams can also involve phone calls or text messages, a technique known as vishing, voice phishing, or smishing, SMS phishing. Ransomware is a type of malware that locks users out of their files or systems, demanding payment, often in cryptocurrency, to regain access. This attack can be devastating for businesses, leading to lost productivity and financial loss. A notable example is the WannaCry ransomware attack in 2017, which affected thousands of organizations worldwide, including the National Health Service in the UK, causing significant disruptions and highlighting the vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure. Examples and case studies of each threat to illustrate the impact of these cyber threats. Let's dive deeper into case studies that highlight their real-world implications. Case study: malware. In 2019, the city of Baltimore fell victim to a ransomware attack that paralyzed the city's email system and other critical services. The hackers demanded $76,000 in ransom, but the city refused to comply. Instead, it cost the city over $18 million to recover from the attack. This incident demonstrates the destructive power of malware and highlights the importance of having robust cybersecurity measures in place, including timely software updates and regular system backups. Case study: phishing. A well-known example of phishing occurred in 2016 when hackers successfully infiltrated the email account of John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The attackers sent a phishing email that appeared to be a security alert from Google, prompting Podesta to change his password. This single act allowed hackers access to thousands of emails that were later leaked, significantly affecting the campaign. It serves as a cautionary tale about the need for vigilance when it comes to email communications and the importance of multi-factor authentication to enhance security. Case study: ransomware. The Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack in May 2021 exemplified the severe consequences of such attacks. The pipeline operator was forced to shut down its operations, leading to fuel shortages across the East Coast of the United States. The company ended up paying a ransom of approximately $4.4 million to regain control of its systems. This incident underscores the potential operational impacts ransomware can have on critical infrastructure and the economy, emphasizing the need for organizations to invest in incident response plans and employee training to prevent such breaches. Potential impacts on businesses and individuals. The implications of cyber threats extend beyond immediate financial loss. For businesses, a successful attack can lead to reputational damage, loss of customer trust, and legal consequences. The recovery process can be lengthy and expensive, diverting resources from core business objectives and potentially leading to long-term operational disruptions. For individuals, the fallout can include identity theft, financial loss, and emotional distress. The experience of having personal information compromised can be traumatic and can lead to ongoing anxiety about privacy and security. Victims may find themselves dealing with the aftermath for years, including restoring their credit and identity. Moreover, both businesses and individuals may face long-term consequences in terms of increased cybersecurity insurance premiums and the need for more robust security measures. This reality emphasizes the importance of proactive cybersecurity practices, such as regular software updates, employee training on recognizing threats, and implementing strong password policies and multi-factor authentication to enhance security. Conclusion and summary: understanding common cyber threats such as malware, phishing, and ransomware is crucial for both individuals and businesses. These threats can lead to significant financial, operational, and reputational damage if not properly managed. By recognizing the signs of these threats and taking appropriate action, you can better protect yourself and your organization from cyber attacks. In the next lesson, we will delve into best practices for enhancing cybersecurity awareness and defenses. Reflection questions: how can you apply the knowledge of identifying phishing emails in your daily communications to protect sensitive information? What steps can your organization take to mitigate the risks associated with ransomware attacks? Reflect on a time when you encountered a suspicious email. What actions did you take, and what could you do differently in the future to improve your response?